This is Akashvani, the news read by Ajay Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi laid the foundation stone and inaugurated various development projects worth over 5,200 crore rupees in Kolkata, West Bengal yesterday. He said that Kolkata holds a significant place in both the history and future of India. Addressing a gathering, he stated that as India progresses towards becoming the world's third largest economy, Damdam and Kolkata play a vital role among key cities.
Kolkata, jaise hamare shahar, Bharat ke itihas aur hamare bhavishya, dono ki samruddh pehchan hai. Aaj jab Bharat duniya ki teesri sabse badi economy banne ki taraf aage badh raha hai, tab Damdam, Kolkata, in shaharon ki bhumika bahut badi hai. इसलिए आज के इस कार्यक्रम का संदेश मेट्रो के उद्घाटन और हाईवे के शिलान्यास से भी बड़ा है. यह आयोजन इस बात का प्रमाण है कि आज का भारत अपने शहरों का कैसे कायाकल्प कर रहा है.
Earlier, speaking after laying the foundation stone and inaugurating the multiple development projects worth 12,000 crore rupees at Gaya and Bihar, the Prime Minister said that Operation Sindoor has drawn a new line in India's defense strategy. Mr. Modi said that no one can escape after sending terrorists into India or planning attacks. He remarked that even if terrorists hide in the depths of the earth, India's missiles will bury them there. Mr. Modi also flagged off Amrit Bharat Express train between Gaya and Delhi and Buddhist Circuit train between Vaishali and Koderma. President Draupadi Murmu has given assent to five important bills passed by the Parliament. Among these bills, Promotion and Regulation of Online Gaming Bill aims to encourage e-sports and online social games while prohibiting harmful online gaming services, advertisements and related financial transactions. The President has also given her assent to the Income Tax Act 2025, the Taxation Laws Amendment Act 2025, the Institutes of Management Amendment Act 2025, the Mines Amendment Bills, Development and Regulation Amendment Act 2025 and the Indian Ports Act 2025. The Supreme Court directed the Election Commission to accept claim forms of voters online whose names are missing, without insisting on the physical submission of documents. The bench also clarified that the claim form could be submitted with any of the 11 documents originally listed by the ECA or with the Aadhaar card. The order was passed by a bench of Justice Suryakant and Joymala Bakshi while hearing a batch of pleas challenging the June 26 order issued by the ECA directing the SIR in Bihar. The Apex Court also ordered that the 12 recognized political parties in Bihar be impeded in the SIR matter if they are not already before the court. As part of the second National Space Day celebrations, Indian Space Research Organization, ISRO, hosted the National Space Meet 2.0 in New Delhi. The meet brought together several ministries, private stakeholders, academia, startups and experts to shape the next decade of India's space applications roadmap. It featured 10 breakout sessions that engaged 100 experts who, over the past 4 months, worked closely with ministry departments, state governments and ISRO to identify hundreds of use cases for immediate and future implementation. Niti Aayog released a report titled Rethinking Homestays, Navigating Policy Pathways in Collaboration with Internet and Mobile Association of India. This report is a strategic roadmap to unlock the potential of homestays in the country's tourism landscape. Vice Chairman of Niti Aayog, Suman Berry, released the report. The report highlights the role of homestays in offering culturally immersive experiences while fostering local entrepreneurship and employment generation. Indian Olympian Elvin Wellriven continued her impressive form by clinching the gold medal in the women's 10-meter air rifle competition at the 16th Asian Shooting Championship in Shymkent, Kazakhstan. She showcased an impressive display of composure in the final, shooting a formidable score of 253.6 points to secure the top spot. This remarkable score sets a new national record. The third International Conference of Young Buddhist Scholars to explore wisdom transmission in Buddha Dhamma in the 21st century was held in New Delhi. The conference brought together young scholars, professors, monks and dignitaries from countries including Russia, Vietnam, Cambodia, Sri Lanka, Myanmar, Taiwan and India. In a statement, Cultural Ministry said that the discussions during the conference explored how the Buddha Dhamma can be meaningfully transmitted in the modern age through digital innovation, intercultural dialogue, education and personal practice. And that is the end of this news bulletin.